Broadcasting live from Tennistown, USA, this is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
John Bugner with the NCAA staff is here as Baylor and Waco host the NCAA championships.
Things are going really well. We had a great first match with Georgia beating Duke 4-1. It was an awesome, great start to the day. It's a little warm out, as you can imagine.
Yes, it is.
The girls are playing really well, and I think they're excited to get out there and play.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
How much do you lean on the host school?
Tremendously.
Yeah.
We lean on the host school tremendously, and the Baylor staff has been truly incredible to work with. We've been really blessed to work with them, with Kenny Boyd leading the way and Max Gutchess. Their staff has been great.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on X, formerly Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
We've started calling this Tennistown USA. Can you sanction that? You're an NCAA guy. Can you sanction us as Tennistown USA?
I can't sanction that, but okay. I believe it when I hear it.
Because okay.
We've hosted, you know, obviously the fall singles and doubles, which is the first time that we've ever
right.
done that, which is incredible. They kicked it off with a great start and set us in a good trajectory towards that. I know they've had the ITA Indoor, they had the Big 12, and then we're back again.
Right.
And that's all the major college tennis events.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you keep working now.
Now, broadcasting live from Tennistown, USA. Here's the voice of the Baylor Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Well, you can't blame me for trying, right? Aaron trying to get us sanctioned, Waco sanctioned as Tennistown USA. We're going to continue to run with that. And it was great to have John Bugner with the NCAA on with us yesterday. And we continue here live on this Friday afternoon from the heart of Tennistown USA, the Hurd Tennis Center. Women's quarterfinals were completed yesterday. Men's quarterfinals are underway today. One match has been complete, Wake Forest over Columbia University, 4-1. They are about to start, or maybe it's already underway. Mississippi State and Stanford is the next match later today, 4 o'clock, Virginia and TCU. Then the night match, 7 o'clock, Texas and UCLA. And they may be dodging some raindrops or delayed a little bit by rain. That's the word later this evening. But we'll keep you updated on everything that is going on in the NCAA Tennis Championships hosted by Baylor and Waco here in Central Texas. Great to have this really, really big event here in Waco. And muggy temperatures outside, I would say. Muggy conditions. Maybe the temp isn't that hot, but it really is muggy out here. And some of those guys and girls really feeling it from other parts of the country. But fun event, great to have here. And as we begin today, let's welcome in Baylor men's tennis coach Michael Woodson. Appreciate your time. Wish you guys were competing, but really is cool, isn't it, to have this big event on the Baylor campus?
No, thank you so much for having me again. Certainly wish we were able to compete. I thought we were close. We're in the conversation and lost a tough one against Texas A&M. And the margins are really small when it gets to this point. And you know, we felt like we gave ourselves a chance, but weren't able to play our best tennis there at the end. And you know, at least in the match against A&M. And so, unfortunately not a part of it, but, really excited to have this event here, and everybody's worked so hard, our administration, everybody is, all the volunteers that have showed up from around our department, around the Waco community, has just been incredible. And I think the event so far is going smoothly, and I think we're able to give a great experience to our fans, players, and coaches.
That's the goal, right? To put on a good show, whether we're, you know, involved in it or not, as far as playing.
It's a huge honor to be able to host such an incredible event, and I think we're very deserving of this opportunity. I think everybody's enjoying being here.
Good. What does this mean to you and your program, just to have these NCAA championships here? I mean, there's got to be some positive reverberations to that.
Absolutely. No, I think it really opens up, you know, the doors to who we are and what we do here, as well as just the incredible facilities and what an amazing city Waco is. I mean, I think, you know, it's been 10 years since we've hosted the national championships, and some people haven't been here in those 10 years.
Wow.
And so they're coming back, and, you know, just all the positive feedback on how much the city, the downtown area, the, you know, campus has grown and developed, and what a nice place it is to host an event. It's easy to get around, lots of restaurants, things to do, you know, and so and of course we have the best facilities in the country for tennis. So it's been really positive, and it's great exposure for our program and our university.
How fun is it for you to have your peers in coaching, you know, that have qualified for this to be here, and you get to kind of show them around, show them our facilities, show them the Waco?
It's definitely a different dynamic being in the role that I'm in right now, just wanting to help them out as much as possible, show them some different things. Usually when teams travel in, we're both getting ready to compete, and it's busy, and we don't get to spend as much time together. And, you know, definitely don't want to distract them from their tasks that they're focused on. But at the same time, I think it's nice to be able to lend a hand and try to give them, like I said, a great experience.
Good. So some of your guys out there watching, what's that like for them to watch? I mean, is that kind of plant a seed of motivation? Like, hey, we got to be at this point, you know, in the future.
For sure. I mean, as I went through the season, I think there were a couple of times where I thought, you know, we're laying a really strong foundation. We're probably a year away, and I was fighting that feeling. But, you know, now that it's over, I feel really good about what we were able to do, the direction we were able to head as a program, and the future that we are looking towards. And so I think for our guys, it can be hard at times, you know, because they want to participate. They see, you know, what's going on out here. But at the same time, it is motivating. And I think they know that they're close, we've played pretty much all of these teams throughout the year or some of them multiple times. And so we feel like we're right there. We just haven't, you know, didn't quite get over the hump this year. But with the guys that we have returning and the young guys coming in, I think we have a really nice setup. So it's definitely motivating for everybody.
TCU is here. And did you play them three or four times?
Three times.
It seemed like every time we turned around, you were playing them. So you know them pretty well.
We know them very well, yes. And they've had, you know, they've been banged up a little bit throughout the year, but I think they're healthy right now. And, as the defending national champion, I mean, they've got some older guys at the top of the lineup that have really led them very well this year. And, I think it ultimately comes down to that leadership, you know, and experience. And so they've been in these positions before. And so I think they're, you know, one of the favorites for a reason.
Yeah. Can you handicap it? The teams that are here, are they the team to beat, or?
Gosh, I mean, once you get to this point,
right,
it's really the margins are so small and the talent level is all close enough to each other that it really just comes down to who can handle the pressure. It is so much pressure out there. If, you know, we were watching the Wake and Columbia match, very, very close earlier, and some of these guys are just very it's very difficult for them to play their games, you know. And so you have to be able to back yourself under pressure, handle the ups and downs and the swings, and just feeling like the whole season is coming down on your shoulders. It's just unique. It's a unique sport. And to put such an individual sport into a team environment, it changes the feelings that these young men and young women have. And so, I think at this point, you know, you've got to like Wake because of their record and what they've done. And they're the first ones through. So it's probably cheating, but I'll pick them just because they're the first team through to the semis. But yeah, the margins, it's one of the most wide open fields I've seen.
Oh, is that right?
You know, I think over the last several years, there's usually you have maybe two teams that you think, you know, are probably the favorites, and maybe they're going to play each other in the finals. But this one, I feel like any of these eight teams could really sneak through and make it to the finals.
Is this a fair question to ask you, how, as you're at the end of this year, how did you like the split, the singles and doubles in the fall and then the team championships here in the spring? How did you like it?
Yeah, it's a totally fair question. I think, you know, reflecting, I really liked, as we were going into the individuals in the fall, I really liked how – one, it worked out for the individuals that chose to play this pathway towards the NCAA Fall Individuals. And two, I liked the way that we were able to run the event and really highlight those individuals. In the past, with the individuals right after the team, it created a strong crowd for maybe the semifinals and the finals of the team event. But you go into the individuals and it becomes a bit of an afterthought. You know, everybody's kind of tired, fatigued, not just the players, the staff, everybody. It's a very long event. And so I feel like the way that we've done it now, it really highlights both individual events as standalone, exciting opportunities for our student athletes and coaches. And, you know, I haven't seen any fatigue from our staff. It's just an incredible effort from everybody and amazing, you know, juice from the NCAA as well. As you know, from Baylor and everybody involved, the volunteers to put on a great event. And so as I look back on it, I think it's a great move. I hope we continue for this, you know, with this pilot for another year. And I think if I had to guess, it would continue on.
Okay.
But you know, we'll time will tell.
Is that a vote like of the coaches? Is it an NCAA decision? How will that be made about moving forward?
Yeah. So, you know, we've had some discussions being part of the operating committee with the ITA. We've had a lot of discussions on how was it, what little tweaks do we need, but ultimately we're just giving, our feedback to the NCAA and the NCAA committee, who is made up of some, you know, some coaches and administrators, will decide what we're going to do. So, but I do think they listen to us. So we'll have somewhat of a say. I think we just have to also understand what's the best thing for our sport in general, not just maybe for the experience of the student athletes and coaches always involved. You know, what strengthens college tennis in a time that's we're a bit in flux. You know, college athletics is in an interesting place. And I think a lot of things are going to be changing. And so we have to be strategic about what decisions we make to consider our sport within the, you know, the entire ecosystem of college athletics.
That's good. All right, what would you say to someone listening that's probably here in Waco, probably a Baylor fan, but Baylor's not in this event? I mean, you could encourage them to come out and see really some of the best college tennis that's being played right here in Waco.
These are some of the best players in the world. And it's not just that these guys and girls are great players. They are playing for one of the most, if not the most important thing they'll play for in their whole lives. And so the intensity, the passion, the excitement that these young men and women are putting out onto the court is incredible. And it's in, I think our facility has never looked better. It's just an incredible venue. You know, you're gonna have a great view of every single court and all the action. And so it's not going to get any better, to be honest. Like, I think even just bringing in a professional tournament to Waco, Texas, and putting it in our facility wouldn't be the same. These team events are really special. And so, yeah, I think, you know, from now on all the way through Sunday night, you're not going to find a bad match. You're not going to find a boring moment in any match. And so I would really encourage anybody that's a fan of sport to come out and watch it. It's very rare that we get to host a national championship in any sport. And so to have this opportunity, I would say don't waste it. Come out, support college tennis, and I'm sure that anybody that comes won't regret it.
Yeah, very well said. It's so great. And again, I like to remind people, it's not Wimbledon. You don't sit on your hands. I mean, there's great energy, there's great enthusiasm out there. You can yell, you can cheer within reason. you can cheer, but it's a great atmosphere here.
Absolutely. No, it's a lot of fun. It's like going to any other sporting event. Yeah. You know, short of yelling when the guy's tossing the ball up to hit a serve. I mean, I would encourage people to pick a team, grab a shirt, and cheer for them. You know, it makes it a lot more fun,
good.
and it really is exciting. I mean, even the match we just finished watching, just one point here or there turns the entire match, and you can see the energy and the momentum swinging on one court, bleeding onto all the other courts. So it's a really special thing that if you haven't seen it, I would strongly encourage it, and hopefully we can, you know, grab some additional fans going into next year. I mean, it's a great product, and yeah, you're getting the best of the best here this weekend, so it's exciting.
Great, very good. All right, final question, and I just thought about this. You remember when, like, the Olympics were in Atlanta, they had to build all these facilities, and the city of Atlanta kind of benefited from that post-Olympics. Will there be any benefits to us, to Baylor, you know, having hosted these events? I think we got the courts resurfaced leading into it, things like that already.
Yeah, for sure. We were able to fix a long-standing issue with our courts that was, you know, that's going to serve us very well moving forward. Maybe it's not aesthetic, but it's something mm-hmm. that we have struggled with. We have a brand new video board.
Yes, that is
you
nice.
Know, which, you know, was a big ticket item, all new scoreboards all around the facility. We have some the electronic line calling system indoors, you know, new cameras, you know, for all the courts. And so, yes, it's definitely been beneficial for us in more ways than one. But those are some of the things that I would say we invested in that you probably wouldn't if you weren't hosting
that's cool.
such a big event.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. And, again, like you said, we've got so many good people that work so hard to make this a first-class event. You know, I don't know if people outside really realize what a good job Baylor does hosting a big event like this.
No, it's incredible. I mean, this is the best. Again, I'm biased, but this is the best I've ever seen it done. We have set an incredibly high standard, and you know, I've mentioned this book a few times, but Unreasonable Hospitality is a book that Kenny and I have read recently. We just happened to be reading at the same time. Kenny has been outside all day directing traffic. I just brought him a few waters. He immediately took one and handed it to a woman walking by.
Of course.
And just next level service. And, you know, Jackie is the same way. And I think that attention to detail, certainly we have the best facilities in the country. We've invested greatly. The NCAA is doing a great job. But it's the people that take this experience to the next level. And I think that's something that I'm the most proud of.
Yeah, very much so. A lot to be proud of there. Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Michael Woodson. Tennis coach. We appreciate him visiting with us as the NCAA championships continue here at the Herd Tennis Center. We'll keep you updated on scores, results, and when we come back from a break, everything else that is going on involving Baylor athletics. Aaron, that was a big win for Baylor baseball last night. They clinch a spot to end the Big 12 tournament with the win over UCF, dramatic ninth inning win by the Bears. We'll tell you about that, plus track and field involved in the Big 12 Outdoor Championships in Lawrence, Kansas. And a little bit later, Coach Felicia Mulkey, the GOAT, will join us. Big, big news for the sport of acrobatics and tumbling announced yesterday, right about this time yesterday, and we'll have Coach V on to tell us about that. So all that coming up in the hour, live from the Herd Tennis Center, the heart of Tennistown, USA, here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DamoreFineJewelers.com.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Flinging a green and gold worldwide on the web at CentexSportsFan.com. It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
As we welcome this time of year, we are reminded that the colors of spring would be more beautiful when looking through new windows. Universal Windows is excited to announce a fantastic window financing deal that comes with no payments until 2026 to qualified buyers. Upgrade your home with a double-pane, energy-efficient window. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Ask them how you can qualify for a free storm door with purchase. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com or call 254-301-7760.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years of experience to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949 because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Friday, live from the Herd Tennis Center, the heart of Tennistown, USA. That is the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. Rob, the retired man, lots more time to listen to us, so we appreciate that very much. But that is the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. Mentioned the men's schedule today, the men's quarterfinals. The women's quarters were yesterday. Here's the way they played out. A&M beat Tennessee 4-2. To advance to a semifinal matchup with North Carolina. North Carolina, a 4-2 winner over LSU. So that's one semifinal tomorrow. The other one, Georgia beat Duke 4-1, and Michigan beat Oklahoma State 4-0. So Michigan and Georgia will meet in the other women's national semifinal coming up tomorrow. So that is the schedule tomorrow on the women's side for the NCAA tournament to the semifinals tomorrow. Again, the men's quarterfinals are going on right now. Stanford and Mississippi State are playing right now. Virginia and TCU scheduled for 4 o'clock today, maybe a little later than that, because that first match of the day, Wake Forest over Columbia, ran a little long, 4-1 win by Wake Forest. Then tonight, Texas and UCLA scheduled for 7. That may be significantly later if the projection of rain coming through the area holds, and they'll delay. What they'd like to do is delay. They could move inside and start on time, but they'd like to delay and play outside because if you go inside, seating is severely limited. It would be basically just a pass list, and fans would be cut out of watching. So for that reason, most of all, they'd like to hold off, even if it goes later into the night, and play outside so they can have fans attend the match between Texas and UCLA. We'll keep you updated on that. Check a couple of other sports. Baylor Track and Field opened a competition in the Big 12 Outdoor Championships in Lawrence, Kansas yesterday, highlighted by Nathaniel Ezekiel. This guy, it just continues to be unbelievable. He dominated the competition in the 400-meter hurdles. He ran 47.90. 47.90, preliminary round of the 400. It broke his own meet record set the previous year. It set a new Baylor program record. It was the Nigerian national record, and it became the seventh fastest Division I time in NCAA history. Seventh fastest. That's what he did in the prelims yesterday. Nathaniel Ezekiel, wait till he gets to the finals. So really impressive there. The other highlight was thrower Igor Olaru, who earned a silver medal in the men's hammer throw. He broke his own Baylor record and PR 219.4 was his throw. Those were the highlights from yesterday on at the Big 12 Outdoor Track and Field Championships. NCAA softball beginning today. There are two Big 12s. Keep saying that. There's two host Big 12 schools. There's five Big 12 schools that are in action. UCF is playing Michigan right now. It's on ESPN2. We'll check a score on that. 3 o'clock on ESPN2 is Oklahoma State versus Indiana. 4:30 on ESPN+, Brown at number 10, Texas Tech. Tech hosting in Lubbock. 6:30 tonight on ESPN+, 12th-ranked Arizona. I guess that's 12th-seeded Arizona hosting Santa Clara in Tucson. Then late night tonight, 9 o'clock on ESPN2 from Los Angeles, Arizona State versus San Diego State. So five Big 12 schools in NCAA softball regionals beginning today. And we mentioned Baylor baseball winning last night in dramatic fashion. Aaron, they were trailing 4-2 going to the ninth inning. First two men walked to get the tying runs on base, and they just kept pushing them around. And Baylor scored three runs in the ninth inning to win the game over UCF 5-4. In the process, Baylor qualifies for the Big 12 tournament next week, beginning next Wednesday in Arlington. So the Bears have locked up their spot. Now they're looking to continue that momentum, playing UCF again today, 5 o'clock our time, on the air at 4:45 right here on ESPN Central Texas. So a big win for Mitch Thompson and the Bears. Gabe Craig got the save, his 10th of the year, and just a huge win for Baylor. UCF really threw everybody they had. I mean, it was a must-win for UCF to try to get to the Big 12 tournament, and they really threw their best arms yesterday, and Baylor was able to pull it out with that three-run ninth inning, 5-4. So game two today. Game three will be tomorrow, 11 a.m. our time. Baylor at UCF, all the games right here on ESPN Central Texas. All right, take a break. When we come back, quite simply, the GOAT, Felicia Mulkey, will join us when we come back. Big news in the sport of acrobatics and tumbling about this time yesterday made public, and we'll visit with Coach Fee about that when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Alliance Bank, Alliance Bank Central Texas, two locations in Waco, one in Temple and one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank Central Texas. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas, Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Since 1952, Grucholsky Sausage has produced quality homemade smoked meat products and custom processing services. Grucholsky Sausage is known for their hardwood smoked Polish sausage, but they also carry a variety of smoked meat products, ready-to-eat meats, and hand-cut USDA beef and pork. They also offer custom deer processing using the same craftsmanship that started three generations ago. Family owned and operated, remember Grucholsky Sausage, 116 South Main Street in Bremon, and at GrucholskySausage.com.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive. Check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at CentexSportsFan.com.
What's new at the locally owned and operated Brazos Landing? I'm glad you asked. How about chef-inspired chicken carbonara, chicken parmesan, or blackened shrimp scampi with Prince Edward Island mussels? Their menu also now includes a journey to Mexico, including Anaheim stuffed peppers, short rib chili relleno, Acaushi ribeye fajitas, elote corn ribs, and cheesy chicken skillet fajitas. Call 254-753-2778 for a reservation.
In January of 2024 at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Hewlett-Packard CEO Enrique Lores said, "We have seen malware embedded in printer cartridges that can infect your network. That is just one example of several that UBO Business Services can address within your office to help save your important business data. Remember, it will not cost you a dime to call, but it could cost you thousands if you don't. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house?
Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Baylor Big 12 Baseball on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears close the regular season with a three-game series against UCF beginning Thursday in Orlando. Games Thursday at 5, Friday at 5, and Saturday morning at 11.
Follow the Bears through the Big 12 Conference with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield right here on ESPN Central Texas. You're listening to The John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas.
So NCAA-wise, we should, as the end of the season hits, which will be this next week, all of the regular season meets will be over, we should kickstart legislation for NCAA championship status. We've had over 40 schools compete in at least six meets with 18 or plus participants. That was the check mark. And so that will kick us into legislation for NCAA status, or NCAA championship status. We're already an NCAA sport. And that'll take, that's a little bit of a process. It'll take, it has to go through all of the votes and the legislative pieces. So we're there.
Now back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Welcome back, ESPN Central Texas. That is the GOAT. That is Felicia Mulkey, Baylor Acrobatics and Tumbling head coach, with us on a recent Baylor Coaches Show. And really, for the last few years, one of the topics, questions on the Coaches Show for Coach V was, all right, where do we stand? How many schools? How close are you? And you heard that clip that we used there. She said, we're there. And as of yesterday, it was officially we're there. So, Coach V, welcome to you and congratulations. That announcement that came yesterday afternoon, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It has. Hey, thanks for having me, John. I know you guys thought I was lying this whole time. It's been years. I've been promising this. But yeah, it was really nice. And I had found out a little bit earlier in the week. And quite honestly, my initial reaction was like, okay, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
I think I had the same reaction that all of you guys probably had listening to me talk about it. And it's just, you know, things take time. So, but here we are. It is official. And there's still work to do. It's just a recommendation. The vote will be in January. But we did find out that the process sped up, the timeline sped up, which is super exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you read the article, but basically, when we were on the coaches show, I can't remember the timeline we talked about, but there was a chance that the first NCAA championship wouldn't be until 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it stands now with the new committee structure with the NCAA, they changed seems like they sped up and changed the timeline a little bit to kind of meet up with some committee structure changes in the NCAA. And a recommendation came now instead of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And now the vote will be January 2026. And the first championship can now be 2027. And there was a scenario where it would not be there until 28. But now it is public that if all goes swimmingly and the vote goes well in January, we will compete in our first NCAA championship tournament in the spring of 27.
Wow. Oh, that is such big news. So you knew it was coming. I mean, you were on the right track for this. You knew it was coming. But what's that feeling like for you when you get the word, okay, it's happened. This that we've worked on for so long is happening.
Well, I like I said, when I got it earlier in the week and I, you know, they were the NCAA, they did that, you know, they kind of let you know. And then I got word, if everything goes well at this meeting, and they're getting quotes and they're prepping. And so there had to be a vote at a meeting on Thursday. So that was when I first heard about it earlier in the week. I was like, okay, I'll wait until Thursday.
Right.
Really excited. And then I was emotional because I got word that it was voted through unanimously with the Committee on Women's Athletics. And I was like, ah! And I just happened to be in my office alone yesterday because much of my staff is out of town, and Shayla Hutchins was there, but she was working out downstairs. So I was sitting in my office by myself crying.
Yeah.
as the words were coming through and then, you know, just waiting so that we can share it on social media, but really emotional and kind of surreal. I talked to Janelle Cook this morning, who is our executive director. We were just talking about how it's kind of still sinking in now, even today. But again, there's more work to do. We've got to keep growing. We've got to keep moving forward, and we have to get those votes in January.
All right. What is that process like? Like, from this announcement yesterday, what is the next step, that vote in January?
So they did a for us to get this announcement yesterday, the NCAA Committee on Women's Athletics did a preliminary check on our season. And like I
okay,
heard in the
right.
clip from the coaches show, we had to compete in X amount of meets, and there had to be. So we checked all of those boxes. They will confirm that this summer. And then I guess it will go through each division to recommend it for it to go up to vote. So it just has to go through this process, and it'll go up for vote in division 1, 2, and 3. Now it will be a collegiate championship once the vote is through on the other end. But it really is just process now, and they'll keep us posted on all of that. So they'll confirm that the season was in, you know, definitely checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
Then it will go to each, it is my understanding, to each division, and then they will put it on the docket for a vote in January in D.C. at the 2026 convention. So once that is in, then we will be a championship sport, I think. It's my understanding that the NCAA members from the NCAA would then visit our championship in 26, which will be held at Azusa Pacific, and then make preparations and get ready to host the championship in 2027. So I don't know who's going to host it, John. I'm going to put us out there for it.
I do. I think I know who's going to host it.
I'm sure there'll be a bid process, but I don't.
I'm sure.
And if I'm hoping I am correct, the next time we talk, I'll make sure I have all my my T's crossed and my yep. I's dotted. I do know that it is. There's a confirmation over the summer, which seems to be a technicality because we knew going in that we had checked the boxes, but there's confirmation over the summer, and then it will go to the divisions who will then place it on their docket to vote in January.
Hopefully
those are all technicalities, and then the votes, you know, it'll be up for, you know, it comes down to that. So we got to politic between now and then to make sure we get those votes.
I'm curious, you know, anybody and everybody in the sport knows how hard you have worked to champion the sport and grow it. What kind of reaction did you get yesterday? Like, hey, people you heard from, you know, when this was when the announcement was made yesterday?
You know, Nancy Post, of course, mm-hmm. Renee Baumgartner, who hired me at the University of Oregon, former student athletes, and just people, you know, for athletic directors that I've worked with throughout the years to get the sport started at their schools reached out, which was really cool.
Nice.
You know, a lot of celebration on social media and a lot of messages, and I'll get emotional talking about it, but you know, it's just been a long time.
You should, because I think I know a little bit of all the blood, sweat, and tears you've put into this, but I don't know the half of it, you know. But you've put in so much in building the sport up at Baylor, but just building the sport in general. And to get to this point is just huge. And it would only be fair for Baylor to host the first NCAA championship, right?
John, I'm telling you, you have all the pull. We're going to put that out into the universe, I think. So. And I not only would it would also just be really cool because Baylor does a great job hosting. So, but
yes.
there's some great schools out there, you know, that I'm sure we'll put a bid in as well. And wherever it is, I think everybody should go there. John, you should be at the first NCAA championship. I mean, if it's not at Baylor, I'm getting you on a plane.
All right, we'll see. Let's just make it at Baylor, I think. Because you know, and I know, like I'm at tennis right now. We're hosting the NCAA Tennis Championships. I know how well our people do. So the first ever NCAA Acrobatics and Tumbling Championship should be here in Waco. Spring of 2027. Book it.
See what we can do. When you send me the clip of this, I'm sending it straight to Janelle.
We love Janelle. Janelle's not out of a job now, is she?
No.
Okay, good.
The NCATA will be there
good.
And supporting. So I'm pretty sure just the championship runs through the NCAA.
That's true. That makes a lot of sense. Very good. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. We're very happy for you. And I know this has been a long time coming for you and a lot of other people. Congratulations on reaching the NCAA championship status.
Well, thanks, John, for all your support. And I was really pumping myself up to make it through this interview without getting emotional, and I didn't do it. So next time, no tears on the next one. I'll be fine. I'll be able to talk business.
Well, my goal was to get you emotional, so it worked out pretty well. Congratulations to you.
All right. Thanks, John.
See you. Okay, bye. Felicia Mulkey, Baylor acrobatics and tumbling coach. She is the GOAT, as much as there is a GOAT in any sport. Certainly here at Baylor, or maybe anywhere, the greatest of all time, coaching, promoting the sport, growing the sport. And Erin, she is, you know, she wants Baylor to win, number one, but she wants the sport to grow. She wants new schools to be added. She wants other schools to add the sport and push Baylor, you know, for national championships, as Baylor just won their 10th straight national championship last month.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, she's the GOAT and she's the ambassador.
Yeah,
true. If someone's going to push this, it's going to be her. And she's, I would think, the best voice to do that.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, the absolute best. And Janelle Cook with the NCATA, she is just terrific. Also, all the work that she has done through the years. All right, great to visit with Coach Felicia Mulkey, Baylor Acrobatics and Tumbling. Let's take a break. We'll be back live from the Hurd Tennis Center here in the heart of Tennistown, USA. NCAA Tennis Championships continue, and we've got more to come on this Friday afternoon. We invite you to stay with us. We are brought to you in part by Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
An exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Greg Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
From the first workout to the last practice, sports is an incredible and rewarding challenge. Hi, everyone. This is Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, and we're proud to support each athlete, every parent, and our educators. From families, small businesses, to the biggest industry, we're here to help. With remarkable products like mortgage lending, we've got banking ideas that fuel big dreams. The First National Bank of Central Texas. Familiar faces making local decisions.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time to celebrate American-made trucks with a red, white, and blue sales tag event going on now at Richard Carr GMC. Built equally for a night on the town or the toughest work site. The GMC Sierra is the best truck on the road. Style, power, luxury, multi-pro tailgate. Get it all during the red, white, and blue sales tag event. Drive home the bold new 2025 GMC Sierra SLT or SLE model and save $8,750. Get here now or log on now.
Richard Carr. They have the truck for you.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Allen Samuel Studios.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
And exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Greg Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
PFF is like A-plus for the Cowboys draft, and now they've done this. Are the Cowboys having the greatest offseason in football? Slow down, slugger. Slow down a little bit. I don't know about that, but it's exciting. When I say C.D. Lamb and George Pickens, way more exciting than C.D. and Jonathan Mingo.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas. Now, broadcasting live from Tennistown, USA, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
When I wake up in the morning, love,
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on a Friday. Great to be here at the Herd Tennis Center. It is the heart of Tennis Town, USA. Baylor hosting the NCAA Tennis Championships. They'll continue through the weekend. More men's quarterfinals today and semifinals, men's and women's, tomorrow. And then the championships, both men's and women's, come up on Sunday. So keep that in mind. Come on out, see the best. It is the best college tennis in the world, as Michael Woodson told us earlier. So really, really cool to have this event here, and can't say thanks enough again to our staff, the Baylor staff, that does so much great work behind the scenes making this work. Colin Pertle is the media director. Michael mentioned Kenny Boyd, who's out there directing traffic, because Baylor graduation is going on right now also. So these parking lots would be shared by anything, tennis, baseball, softball, soccer, and graduation. So add that to the mix. So all of that is going on, and so many people do such great work from the Baylor perspective. And then, of course, the NCAA folks that are here, and that includes John Bugner, who was on with us yesterday. So well done by everybody here. Before we get out of here, let's share some birthdays with you. We like to do that, especially on a Friday. And, Aaron, I got a few, and you said you've got another good list. How about Super Dave Ludke's birthday? Speaking of tennis, Super Dave, former Baylor women's tennis coach here. Happy birthday to him. Ben Sims, former Baylor tight end. It's his birthday. Craig Bowlerjack is radio out in Salt Lake City. I think he's still there. Did the Utah Jazz, did CBS, and a lot of things. It's his birthday today. And I would say, and maybe he's on your list, Eric Nadell's birthday today. Happy birthday to the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers, Eric Nadell. It is Mr. Harold Cunningham's birthday, formerly here at Baylor in many, many different roles. He turns 90 years old today, so happy birthday to Mr. Harold Cunningham. Who else is on the list? Here we go. It is Kerry Dixon's birthday. Kerry, a former Baylor quarterback. Happy birthday to him. Luke Weibel's birthday is today. Leslie Edwards' birthday. And that is all I have. Aaron, who do you have on your extensive birthday list again?
We will start with Transformers star Megan Fox. She is 39. Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas' birthday today. Five-time Pro Bowler, the NFL MVP and Offensive Player of the Year in 1991.
Wow.
Two-time first-team All-NFL, three-time second-team, and in college, two-time Big Eight Player of the Year at Oklahoma State. Thurman Thomas, the great Hall of Fame running back, is 59. Janet Jackson is 59, and that's someone that needs to make a comeback. So great in the 90s and early 2000s, and hasn't really been seen or heard from since the Super Bowl incident.
Yeah.
But she was one of the biggest stars on the planet. She sold over 100 million records, and she had 10 number one singles.
Wow.
It's overshadowed by her brother, but she is amazing. Happy birthday to Janet Jackson. She's also 59. Happy birthday to Hall of Fame pitcher Jack Morris. He is five-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion, the World Series MVP in 1991. He also led Major League Baseball and wins twice. Jack Morrison is 70. And last but not least, a former 007, also the star of Remington Steel in the 80s. Pierce Brosnan is 72.
Yeah. Man, great list.
It's been a birthday week, hasn't it?
I know. That's what I was going to say. That wraps up a huge birthday week. So that's been pretty good.
Yeah, there wasn't one slow day.
Right.
I was like, I only got a couple.
Right. Very good. All right, Aaron, thanks very much for that. And, folks, thanks for being with us here live from the Herd Tennis Center. where the NCAA Tennis Championships will continue today and tomorrow and Sunday, wrapping up Sunday. Pray that whatever weather comes through moves through rather quickly. Could be a little rain later tonight. Might most postpone that last match of the night on the men's side, Texas versus UCLA, scheduled for 7 o'clock, and we'll see how that plays out time-wise coming up later this evening. We appreciate Michael Woodson being on with us, Baylor men's tennis coach, one of the great group of hosts here at Baylor for these NCAA championships. And thanks to Felicia Mulkey for being on with us, the GOAT, as big news for the sport of acrobatics and tumbling. They have reached NCAA championship status. You could start the clock. You could start the countdown for hosting, hopefully Baylor hosting an NCAA championship in acrobatics and tumbling in the spring of 2027. Thanks to Coach Fee. Aaron, have a great weekend. You're going to the Rangers game on Sunday, huh? Rangers and Astros on Sunday.
Yep, we're going to go watch them beat the Cheaters. It's going to be awesome.
You have fun. Don't get in any fights up there.
No, not a chance. All fun.
Have fun. Have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for being with us. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And thanks for being with us. Stretch is coming up next.
I can't sanction that, but okay. I believe it when I hear it.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelry.